Welcome to Railfans. I'm Shane Sege. Join us as we discover Ottawa's O-Train, Toronto's subway, and Montreal's metro system together. I'm Shane Sege. Joining me today is David Bellerive, who is a longtime transit and rail enthusiast. Thank you for joining me today.
Pleasure as always.
So today we're going to be talking about Montreal's REM, that is Express Metropolitain, which is a very exciting project. It consists of 26 stations, 67 kilometers of track, reaching from the South Shore all the way to the Northwest in Durmontang, and going as far as the airport as well in the West. So the REM is definitely a very exciting project. We're going to start seeing that open up, hopefully starting next year, and additional branches over the coming years. So let's talk a little bit about the line itself. So I just said 26 stations, 67 kilometers. It's going to be elevated guideway. There's going to be some tunneled sections downtown and some surface track. Now, you've been to Montreal many times. You're definitely very passionate about the REM and about the metro. So what's really exciting you about the REM at this point?
Well, in my mind, the REM is really filling a gap in the network that was obvious for a long, long time. Obviously, there's still things that need to be done in terms of adding stations in Montreal, connections to level, the east, etc. But it's bringing a lot more frequency to the lines that were used to be served by the by EXO right now. Like I'm blanking out on the name before EXO, but it's so it's frequency. It's much more modern rolling stock in the system. So like it's really bringing a breath of fresh air, I would say, in Montreal. Like the metro itself, it's a great system, but the extensions have always been costly to do. And I think starting with something fresh, something new, is really important for Montreal. Like it's a good choice for Montreal. It's a good fit, I think. So that's definitely, like, from a more technical set of things, I think that's a really exciting part. Also, obviously, finally, rail connection to the airport. Gone is the 747. Now it's a proper, it's going to be a proper built-in station in the airport terminal expansion they're doing. So like it's going to simplify commutes to the airport, I guess, connections to the airport, but also commutes throughout the island. So really looking forward to that.
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head there. A lot more frequency, better service, better rolling stock. So it brings us to the next point, the Alstom Metropolis trains, which are going to be operating on this line, completely automated. So a yes. Perfect example of this is Vancouver SkyTrain, where the trains run autonomously on the line. There's no operator, driver, however you want to look at it. On the vehicle's running completely computer controlled. Obviously, there's people at the control center, and I'm sure there'll be some oversight, potentially at some stations and all that. But definitely a new experience in Montreal. Great views of Montreal, too. The front window is going to be unencumbered, so you're going to be right, if you wish, right up against the glass, looking straight out to see the views of where you've gone and where you're coming from. It's going to great, you know, frequency, reliability. The stations are going to have platform screen doors, so it's going to create a more secure system. You know, people won't drop things onto the track, or people won't fall onto the track. It'll help dissuade people from entering the guideway, where the trains roll. So it's going to make it safer. It's going to be more frequent. The trains are, you know, really stunning to see, green accented colors, dark greens, lighter greens, lots of white, some yellow here and there, like accents on the bars. Really exciting to see that. I know they had it in the Quartier d'Estrante on the South Shore recently for people to see. It was just a mock-up train. It wasn't the real train that's going to actually roll and move on its own power. And now it's on display at the Expo Rail in Saint-Constant, again on the South Shore. It's a fantastic museum for those who have seen it, and for those who haven't, it's definitely a great place to see. They got the original metro, all sorts of great things. So it's great that they're incorporating this into their exhibit right now to give more opportunities to learn and discover it. But I think the train really is going to be... Sorry?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, I hope it's a permanent addition to their collection. I know for the time being, they're talking of it like being a temporary display, like just to get people a chance to be more familiar with the rolling stock, and especially with the like the MR63 that you can go sit in, like see how everything evolves in terms of. But I really hope it becomes a permanent part of their collection, because those mockups, either they get destroyed or they get lost at some point. So hopefully they save it for this time around.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a mock-up. It's not a real one. So, I mean,
Yeah, no.
The intrinsic value of it to the transit agency and for any other use really is limited once the real trains hit the rail anyway. So hopefully it does get to stay there for some time. And I'm sure if that museum's still around in 20, 30, 40 years, the one of the actual real trains might even end up there, and they can throw out the wooden one.
Yeah, probably. I wish them I wish them the best, really. EXPO Rail, like I know we're getting off topic right there, but EXPO Rail definitely worth a visit. Like if you, even if you're in Ottawa or anywhere else in Quebec, like it's worth the drive, trust me. Like I've been there this summer and I really want to go back again.
Well, we'll definitely have to talk about that some other time, because
Yes.
it's definitely some place for, might not be the most well-known place, especially for people in regions outside of Montreal, but it's definitely worth, if you're into rail, if you're into trains and all that, it's definitely the place to go and see. It's really up there as far as the quality of what they have. But we digress. So getting
Yes.
back to the train, automated, flashy, appealing. Overhead catenary, so it's gonna have like the pantographs to pick up the electricity. It's really gonna be something special. Now, you've seen it on your recent visits to Montreal, during testing and parked along in the median of the highway on the track. How does it look from, external appearance and all that? How is it really, how noticeable is it, and how does it stand out?
Let me just say something. If you drive around along the road and you see one, you know what you're looking at. Like even if you're not into trains, maybe as some of us, like it's visually it's there. Like it's right in your face. Like you say, the sh shades of colors. I think visually they did a wonderful. Like I think it's beautiful. I like the touch that remain the are a reminder of various things in Montreal, like for example the front lights, the stripes meant to look like the I have the word in French, the Aubin for the Pont Summit de Champlain. So the structural structure, the structure of it. So like it's meant to remind that the other colors are all intrinsic in the history of Montreal. Right off the top of my head, I cannot really recall all of them, like the origins for them, but visually definitely striking. And also, especially compared to the ones, so Montreal, we have, sorry, in Ottawa, we have low floors LRT vehicles, so they are closer to the ground. But it's, if I can compare it to something, it's like if you're looking at the sub, like the Toronto Rocket, the Montreal, sorry, the Toronto Rockets or the T1s when they out of the ground, because they are high floors, and so is the Metropolis. So visually, they're quite tall looking, but I think they, especially when they're going to be paired up together to into sets of, so each, if I recall, each car is two modules, and then they're going to be paired in groups, so to make four cars, two separate modules. Like they're definitely going to be something that's going to catch your eye when you drive by or you see them go around the city. So I think for that, it's a major success. Really wide entry doors also, like for in terms of accessibility, I don't. And with level, obviously, it's going to be level boarding throughout, elevators at all stations. Like accessibility is key, and I think given how much open space there is, in the at least in what I could see, and from what I've seen also from pictures that people took at the discount for with the mock-up, like it's definitely an open, like it's a beautiful train. I don't think there are other words to say it. Like what remains to be seen is the performance on track, but like everything, I think they're doing their tests as they should. Like they've rolled it, they've already used it in the winter to test it out. They've done some like I don't know how much mileage they've done so far, but they're definitely putting it through their pace to make sure it's ready for customers. And we're really looking forward to it.
Definitely. I think you and I and everyone else, especially in Montreal, is eager to get on those trains.
Yes.
So moving on now to some of the stations, there's some very unique stations that are up and coming in Montreal on the REM. So specifically the ones that pass through the Mont-Royal tunnel. The Gare Centrale is going to be the key central station for the whole network, but there's also going to be a station at McGill and another station at Édouard Montpetit. Now, all three of these already have an existing metro station, but to get between them, you had to sort of loop around the city or around the mountain.
Yes.
So to get from Édouard Montpetit now to Gare Centrale, it's going to be a 3-4 minute ride on the REM, whereas it used to be maybe 20 some minutes on the metro or even longer on the bus. So it's definitely going to really change things. And especially the connectivity to these stations, and the depth at which they're going to be.
Yes.
Édouard Montpetit is going to be something like 20 some stories below ground in the mountain. That's phenomenal. It's going to be at such a depth that we're going to see high speed elevators. I think there's four or five high speed elevators, probably take around 20 some seconds. They just drop you down there really quick and to pull you back out. That's going to be really exciting to see. And some of these stations, again, Édouard Montpetit, going to have the architectural elements to allow the indigenous rock of the mountain to shine
Yes.
through and to come through and penetrate into the station, you know, where the wall sort of opens up and you see the rock right there. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm really eager to see how that station comes off, how the depth is really felt. I'm sure they're going to play into it with how it's styled and how it looks and the layout and the architecture and all that to really play on the depth. So let's talk first about Gare Centrale. So Gare Centrale is really a very connected station via rail,
In the metro.
EXO, and the metro. Now it's going to have the REM coming through. It also has like a very heritage look to the Grand Hall. You know, it's flanked with food courts and a little bit of retail here and there. So, you know, for people who are familiar with this station, not necessarily the most accessible as far as how it's designed right now, with just stairs
No.
and a couple escalators. So it'll be interesting to see how they incorporate, you know, the accessibility into there and how the new station gets built underneath. Apparently we're led to believe that in the coming months we'll start seeing some hoarding go up into the station where the entrance will be constructed. As far as specifics, how that's going to look, we'll have to wait and see for now. What are your thoughts? How do you hope to see it get realized?
So obviously, like fully accessible, that's the baseline. Like, I don't think we're talking about like accessibility as being an extra that to have. It's a requirement in any project nowadays. If you've been at the platform level at Gare Centrale, please make it more beautiful than that. Like from the few renders we have right now, it's definitely an improvement with the white walls and like the aesthetic that's going to be really about the ramp. At the platform level, it's fine. I don't mind it. I just hope that for the grand hall, so like the Salle des Pas Perdus and the other connections that you already have, that they're going to at least try to incorporate tastefully. And I'm going to leave it to the architects to decide. Like, I don't think it's my place to make a judgment about what is tasteful or not, but something that at least is reminiscent of what you see in the rest of the station. I'm not sure. I think it's even the station itself, I think, is marked as heritage already, so they're a bit more limited in what they can do, at least on the hallway level. So I think that's a good thing. It's going to force a bit more reflection on what they're doing, but you're most likely going to see elevator banks appear out of nowhere, probably floating in the open space, if I can put it this way. So that's fine. Probably more escalators to reach platform level, staircase. I don't expect like we'll see major refresh of the grand hall in the station. I think most of it will happen at the platform level. So as long as they modernize, make it clean looking, a comfortable area to wait, I think it's pretty golden for that station. So, and pretty much applies for all stations when you think about it. Like if you have a safe and secure and well-lit space to wait for your train, when it's 5 minutes between trains, it doesn't matter. When it's 20, it starts to matter a bit more. And I think the frequency on the line makes it already good enough as it is. So just a nice place to wait. That's all they need.
Now, moving a little north, we'll talk about McGill Station. That station already exists in a sense on the metro. Typically ranked either first or second as far as the busiest metro station in
Yes.
Montreal. Debatable between that and Berry-UQAM, depending on how you look at it with transfers or whatnot. So definitely a busy location. Also connectivity with the Eaton Centre and the Réseau, the underground city and path network. So this station also is going to have a connection to the metro, to the adjacent buildings. It's going to be located underneath Avenue McGill College. And again, we're not entirely sure where it's going to connect into the metro, how it's going to connect. We've seen renders of corridors and sort of
Yeah.
like cross sections of how it's going to look. We don't really know exactly how it's going to play itself out or where it's going to link in. Hopefully there's some connectivity to the platforms of the metro, or at least in proximity to the gates, the fare gates, to be able to get in. Now, the comparison I want to draw to is the metro currently has on the platform, one of the platforms has a direct connection exit only into the food court of the Eaton Centre. So, you can't come back in that way, but you can exit that way. So hopefully there's some plan or some way of really bringing the connection as close as possible to the metro. Because coming back to Gare Centrale, it's not going to be super close to the metro
Oh, yeah.
in reality. They're at set, a fairly significant elevation difference, let's say. And the metro is still, you still have to kind of wander yourself around to actually get to it because it's not right in the Gare
Yeah.
Centrale, it's in an adjacent building, so to
I
speak.
would
So,
ballpark like a 5 minute walk probably from from platform level of one to the fare gate of the other, like probably a 5 minute for Gare Centrale, but yeah.
like, I don't see that as an issue, but it'll be interesting to see at McGill. I'm sure they're going to be able to make it a little tighter. That station is going to be interesting to see how the flow and how people pass through back and forth between the two lines and to other destinations. So I'm really excited to see that station. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to expect with that one because again, the renders are a little ambiguous and not super clear as far as what we're to expect. But I'm sure if based on what we've seen with everything else, it's going to be grand, bright, really inviting. It's going to be exciting to see. What are your thoughts on McGill?
Pretty much the same. I think McGill is going to be one of those stations that pretty much on the same line. Like I think needs to have proper integration with the surrounding buildings. I would love to see a connection after the fare gates between the metro and the RAM. Obviously, like that's because with different integration, like they should be on the same fare grid. So like you should be able to worst case tap in, tap out. Tap in both stations and just do the transfer like that. But I'd really love to see like connected all the way that doesn't need you to go outside the fare paid zone for the stations. If I recall correctly, the like the link between the RAM and the metro is going to be at the concourse level of the RAM. So I'm not exactly sure. Like visually, I have some diff like with the plans we have right now. Like you mentioned, it's a bit hard to visualize where that's going to. And on the metro side, so that's something we'll need to wait for a more, if I can say it this way, floor like a more easy to visualize floor plan instead of just a cut across the station to give an idea of vertically how it looks. Yeah, definitely like this station, the main focus I think, especially with the fact that the Réseau is like mostly around there, like you're in some real busy part of towns, like. Definitely like interconnections. Like make it easy to go throughout, and I think that's going to be the major like the key component for McGill. Visually, it's going to be the RAM identity, which I think looks good. I'm not going to repeat myself too much on that, but I think it looks clean. It looks modern. Like we'll see if it's cleaned regularly, it should look good for a long, long time. So. I'm not too worried for that. And the fact that they're building completely a new station there, that it's well, it's a technically a content station by itself, so it doesn't rely on the metro station or Gare Centrale. I think it gives them a really good opportunity to make it more of a showcase station, like for downtown, for a showcase downtown station compared to Gare Centrale. So really looking forward to see what they do with that one.
Now, moving on to Edouard Montpetit, talked a little bit about that a while ago, 20-some stories down underground, high-speed elevators, again, architectural elements will play on the depth with the rock from the mountain being visible at the platform level and probably elsewhere in the station. It's also going to connect to the metro, which is quite a lot higher than where the REM is going to be located vertically. So it's going to be a really interesting station to see. Again, the connectivity that this station will provide for people going to the Université de Montréal in the mountain is going to be massive. They're not going to have to do a big detour just to get downtown. They're going to be downtown in, you know, minutes compared to, you know, almost half an hour. So that's going to be definitely a big advantage for them, as well as other people that make use of the blue line on the metro. They're going to be able to just come to Edouard Montpetit, which might only be one or two stops away, and then express themselves right downtown. So it's going to be a big improvement. And as well, just, you know, from a transit and train enthusiast perspective, being able to, you know, go into the tunnel and experience and discover a little more of that, even if it's within just a transit station, is really something else. Where it was just a tunnel before, now there's actually connectivity and they're burrowing, blasting their way down to gain access to the existing tunnel. It's really something impressive to see that. And the pictures that we've seen, especially on the REM Facebook page, of how big the construction site is and how deep it's gotten. I mean, they've already hit rock bottom at this part, at this point of the excavation. Now they're just starting to build everything up. But very impressive how they were able to get there with all the buildings around, you know, the construction complexity and the challenge that was involved in all that. So what do you think of this station and you know, the challenges that I'm sure they've experienced just getting that deep and building it?
If, to put it this way, like, if there's a station that should cause a delay on the main, like on the main segment opening, it's this one. Like, it's definitely the biggest challenge, like, technically speaking, already to have to build this far down. It obviously put some limits on how you can bring stuff down to the platform level to actually build it out. So also you have to consider the high-speed elevator banks. If, like we said earlier, I think there's four of them. That's going to, like they say, around 20 seconds for let's ballpark 70 meters down. So it's going to be really an interest. it's going to be quite a station to build in the first place, because you still need to keep, like if I'm not mistaken, they had to close the one of the entrance for the Edouard Montpetit station on the metro, at least, to be able to dig down, excavate there. And they're going to build it back up to actually have the main entrance for the two lines. So it's going to, like, that, just that already is already, it's a big challenge, because you cannot disturb and too much the service. You cannot disturb the buildings surrounding it too much. So it's, I think the worst is behind them in the sense that they already dug down. Like, it's, that part's done. Like, they, it was a lot of effort just to get there in the first place, because they had to do archaeological survey and a lot of things to get there in the first place. But it's definitely a question of, like, how you build in a space that's that deep down, especially when you have an existing tunnel structure that you need to preserve, obviously, because you're going to use it. It's not just like you're building a new tunnel and you can widen from the, like, when kind of like they did here in Ottawa, like build caverns for where you put the stations. They have to do it from above, so it's even more challenging there. But obviously, like, I hope they really play with the depth element like that. With the exposed rock at the platform level, if I can call it this way, those windows into the mountain, I think that's going to be a really nice touch. I'm really looking forward to actually looking at that in person. I do hope also, like, the elevators themselves, like, that they keep it exposed to the rock outside, like, kind of like what we've seen, well, partly see in Ottawa. Like we have glass elevators at most, I think most, if not all stations on line one. So you can catch a sight of what's going on around you. Well, I hope they do something like that for as you go down the shaft to reach platform level. And I think for that station, it's really all about how well it's going to be connecting you to the ground. Like it sounds a bit stupid when I say it this way, but like for a lot of people, it's going to be a pass-through station. It's going to be one of those that if you're arriving from further north, then you just, if you're commuting downtown to work, you're going to skip it. If you go to McGill, most likely you're going to skip it also. Like it's going to be, it's not going to be as much of a destination station, but it makes a lot of sense for it to be there, just to fill the gap, the gap that was that's between the all the existing metro lines, to fill the gap in that specific area that only had the, I think it's the blue line, so like it filled the gap that there's pretty much connection wise it's mostly buses around there and the blue line. So I think that's going to be the biggest question, like how easy it is to go from the ground level to platform and platform to ground level. But from what we've seen so far, I think what they're going with the safe bet with the high-speed elevators. It's been done before. It's nothing too crazy. I think it's more getting it built that's going to be the challenge for them. But so far, it looks good.
Yeah, well, definitely encouraging, and definitely going to be exciting to see, visit in person, especially to ride the elevators. It's not going to be the CN Tower riding the elevators, but it's going to be interesting in its own way going down. And one interesting fact before we leave that station is that, and I might be slightly off, Edouard Montpetit is going to be the deepest station in Canada and the second deepest in North America. So that
says
a lot.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's what I recall. Like for those in Ottawa, just give you an idea of how deep it is. If you transit through Blair Station, if you look at the two high-rise buildings, where I'm located right now, also where the old train cam is normally, that's about 70 meters tall. So picture, basically invert the building into the ground. That's how deep the station is going to be, you're going to have basically elevators that it's like if you're going to the rooftop of those buildings and going, but in depth. So it's really impressive from a perspective. When you think about it this way, like when you start visualizing with what you have outside, it's quite crazy if you ask me.
So now last station we're going to talk about is the Trudeau Airport Station. Now this station is definitely important because it finally provides a proper rail connection to downtown and really the rest of the transit network. Before and currently, people have to take the 747 bus, very aptly named, to reach downtown. But now there's going to be a proper connection that'll make it smoother, more reliable, more frequent. So a couple interesting things about this station. When the airport terminal was expanded, in the past recent
like
while
2008 or something like that,
yeah, something like that. They built the Marriott Hotel, and underneath the Marriott Hotel, you just have to search for it on Google, you'll find pictures. There's a station cavern that's already built. This station cavern is not going to be used because the alignment of the train, the way it's going to be approaching and coming into the airport property, is going to miss that, and the way it lines up and all that, it just won't work. So they're going to be building a new one. And again, it's going to be somewhere, likely where the current parkade is, that's going to be replaced, or it's going to be built underneath at the same time, or again, some details that we're not totally clear on at this point, but essentially that's going to be more or less where it is. Now the renders of the station make it look phenomenal, beautiful, sort of looks like a whitish crystal rock look on the ceiling. So if they pull that off, I mean, honestly, that's going to look phenomenal. So really hope that they can pull that off, achieve that, and make that look the way it does in the pictures, because that is just something spectacular, and it's going to be really impressive to see. The station otherwise, there's not really, I don't think, anything significant to it other than really providing the much needed connection, and connection that the city definitely deserves to the airport from downtown. That's significantly going to be improved over what the bus or a taxi or Uber or really anything could provide before. But what do you think of the station, and especially the visual aesthetic appearance, David?
Visually, it's going to be a stunner. At least I hope so. Like I hope it's not one of those famous renders with the line fit and finish can vary, you know, kind of thing. So I hope we don't see too much. I don't like the word, but value engineering come out of it. So like just it's a white cavern. Like I really like the fact that architecture, it has its own identity. It's a striking, beautiful like a place for someone that arrives in Montreal or departs Montreal even. So for that, for me, like if they do what they've shown on the renders, nothing else, like no complaints from me. Like it's going to be bright, it's going to be modern. Like even if it's underground, it's going to feel it's going to look bright, and that's already like that's really important. Like you don't want a station that feels unwelcoming, especially if you're trying to convince people to leave the airport by it instead of using their car or the bus or the taxis. Like for that, definitely a step up in the right direction. If I recall correctly, you were mentioning like the parkade for the construction plan. Initially, when they started the REM project, it was supposed to be part of, I think it's they call it YOL Plus. So like for the renewal project for the airport. So the existing parkade structure is meant to go down at some point. It was supposed to be done at the same time. Now, obviously with the pandemic, I know some of those plans have changed. I don't know to what extent. I don't know how much they have they conflict with the timeline for the REM, but visually speaking and practically speaking, it should be located under the parkade as it is right now and have an underground connection to the terminal. Now, is it going to take that exact form? Where is it going to be physically exactly under the parking remains to be seen, but that's the most current plan. I think the biggest issue with the airport station right now is it doesn't go further. And what I mean by that is I think the rest of Dorval could, like if they did, if airport was not the terminal station, if you had one more stop, maybe two going further, following the same tracks, like let's call it Dorval, like even beyond where the VRL station is, I think that would be a really good addition for the community around there, because I think they've been underserved for a while. I don't live in Montreal, so obviously it's my perspective might be wrong. If people that live in Montreal won't correct me, go for it. But I think that one more stop would have been great. I don't think there's nothing stopping them from doing it in the future. So I hope it's one of those things that it's going to be done sooner than later. And obviously, I think, I don't want to say like building the cavern under the Marriott was a lot of, because I don't even recall a plan that was thinking of using that cavern for the REM. I don't know why they built it. If I recall correctly, the cavern is aligned east-west instead of north-south. And if you look at the map for the REM, the train's arriving from the north into the airport station. So I don't know why they built it this way. I think it's more a question of like the space they had available and the fact that, well, I know it's a new structure, so like I guess it makes it easier. But in terms of I think they could use it to connect other things there. I guess bring some of the exo lines toward there or something else, but I don't think we'll ever see a use for it. It's a bit of an oversight, if I can put it this way. And also what's going to be interesting like for the airport is obviously because it's going to be on a separate branch, frequencies are going to be lower. What I'm wondering down the road is I think the entire line is going to be dictated by how much frequency they're able to get in the tunnel. Since it's going to be fully automated and use basically communication-based train control, so CBTC, I think an Alstom variant of it, it's probably looking something like 2 minutes between trains at the most, what they can do in the downtown course. So, and that's, I think that's been one of the most common complaints about with the REM is that Once you extend the branches, it's fine. But if you try to add more branches, the downtown tunnel is going to become a more of a limiting factor. So I do hope they do not, like, I think the frequency they have for the tunnel right now, for airport station, sorry, is already at the highest it should be, at least in peak hours. I think it's something like every 10 minutes. I think that's fine. I just don't hope that down the road, if they need to expand other lines, or if they decide to add another branch on the existing network and use the tunnel still, that they don't drop it to something like every 15 or 20 minutes, especially if you're trying to make it a competitive option against taking the car or the bus and everything, especially since a lot of time you'll have to transfer to, blanking out on the station name, but you'll have to transfer to be able to go to the airport station, if depending on the direction you arrive from, depending on the time of the day. So it's going to be something to keep an eye out for, but the station itself, I don't think there's much to go against what they're doing there. Okay, definitely, I think it's a world-class station for the airport. It's about time for one of the most important airports in the country, but it's it had to be done at some point.
Exactly. Now, one of the last things we're going to touch on today is the future expansions of the REM. So they've already announced, actually fairly recently even, that the REM is going to expand to the east. The first stage isn't already done, and they're already talking about future expansion, which is great, that they want to keep the momentum going. And they're talking to something about opening it around 2030. Yes. Now, this section is going to go eastward, so it's definitely going to supplement and add on to what the Green Line of the Metro already does, but farther north and to the east. Two branches going that way. Recently, it was announced that the downtown section on the René Lévesque is going to be underground.
The last station on the line is going to be underground. Mm-hmm. Like, per the plans, at least, like, that part is going to be underground and then go all the way to elevated for the next station. So, but I think it's René Lévesque, like, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to, the benefit to that is it's going to create the possibility of them having tail tracks, so they'll be able to stage trains to, you know, better control when they need to ramp up and ramp down service. It'll have a better connection to the metro, better connection to the Gare Centrale, which makes sense, rather than it being located farther out, elevated, trying to get back to the other station to transit to the main line or the metro and all that. So I think the connectivity is definitely going to be better with this new change. And, of course, going further east with the two branches is going to be some elevated, some underground tunneled sections, some on the surface. So definitely something to keep an eye on. We don't have too many details on this right now. It was still announced relatively recently in the past couple months that this is where they're going next. But it's great to see that they have the vision to continue to see this grow, vision to see it succeed and reach more people and supplement and enhance the existing transit network. And I did interview Jean-Vincent Lacroix, who's the spokesperson for the REM recently, and he said that they're looking at, beyond this, other expansion options. Potentially, they're not totally ready to talk about them yet, but they said something about going towards Laval up in the north. So that also is another great option, because as we know, the metro currently goes into Laval, three stops, De La Concorde, Cartier, and Montmorency. But there's always been a debate of looping the metro down to Côte-Vertu to create a loop rather than having to go the whole way around. So perhaps the REM could create a better connection for people coming from one end to the other. We don't know, but maybe it's going to be a branch off of the first phase. What remains to be seen, we'll have to wait at some time yet, but hopefully Laval gets some better connectivity and all that to supplement the metro, to supplement the EXO trains and everything else that's going through that community. So where do you hope, and where would you like to see additional expansion of the REM? You know, not considering what I just said about Laval, but what would you like to see?
Definitely, like I'm really looking forward for it going further east. I think for Montreal, that's been a problem since since the original opening of the metro in the 60s. Like, you need it's not a you want more connection. It's you need more connections in the east. Afterwards, Laval, I think is one of the most logical destination to go with afterwards. However, I still think more connections in the South Shore. Obviously, like for Longueuil and everything like that. Like, I think the original alignment makes sense for the REM. Like, I think where it goes for the South Shore makes sense because you already have a right of way. You already have you can use the Samuel de Champlain Bridge to get there. So like, you don't need to build a completely new structure. However, I still think like thinking of Sherbrooke still could benefit from having either like a metro extension or something that connects to the REM at some point. So there's definitely opportunities a lot on the island itself and the surroundings. I think at this point it's more a question of like how viable financially they are because of the funding model for the entire project. Obviously, like it's in the interest of the CDPQ and FRA to make to have some investments, like for the investment to be profitable in the long term. So it's a bet they're taking, and I think it's a really good funding model, assuming that obviously it works out the way they expect it. So for the first phase of the REM, I think like we're pretty much set in stone. Like it's being built. It's gonna be what it is. It is what it is for the REM East. I think it's gonna be. They say 2030. I think we're gonna see it much earlier than that. But personally, like. I think the bigger issue right now is for them to get the environmental assessment done and to get like to have a definitive idea of where exactly it's going to go because the presentation they did in the first place like gave a good sense of what it is, but it didn't go much into the specific. Like as far as we know for right now, the REM East is n not even expected to be technologically compatible with. The for, with the original well the original REM let's call it like REM salt I don't know REM one let's call it this way so like it's there they do not at least on paper for now like they do not expect a compatibility between the two lines so it's like it's a project that could start tomorrow morning if it had the funding and the approvals it could go like obviously like they still need to finalize the details but in principle, at least it's ready to go. It just needs to be built out. And I really hope we said before 2030 because that's a long timeline, especially given like I know the REM itself, the first phase, a lot of it is due to the fact that they had to rehabilitate the tunnel. I also had to build the elevated guideways throughout most of the along the A40 for most of the line, and also same thing on the South Shore. So. Well, build the guideway, so it makes it more difficult. But in the case of the east, pretty much it's all brand new to build. So like it's going to be more question of how much they can throw at it at one time. So hopefully sooner than later.
Now, last thing what we're going to touch on, and I'm going to turn it over to you, is your recent visits to Montreal. You've been and shared with us videos the last two times you've been, towards the South Shore, towards Brassard and the maintenance center across the bridge, and coming from the west on the A40 going downtown. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen with the elevated guideway, the construction, the elevated launching gantries, and all that are building this impressive network. What does it look like, and how does it feel when you drive through the city now?
Well, even if I compare for from last year, you can like there's definitely a lot of progress going on. Like most of the elevated guideway towards so along the A40 right now is completed. Well, what I mean by completed is like all the pieces are put together. So at this point, it's pretty much to finalize, solidify everything, and then you can start building the guideway over it. It's I think what's going to be it might be a bit of an eyesore at the ground level for. People around it, like it's a giant. After all, it's a giant structure that's elevated, so it's pretty much always in your face. But I think for commuters, it's going to make it quite an enjoyable experience because you're going to have clear sights all around you. The scale of it is I wouldn't say unprecedented because we've seen projects like that in other parts of the world, but for at least in Canada, like it's quite a wide scale project. And the station's starting to take form, obviously, along the line. They're not just shells at this point. Like, they're starting to fit the platform edge doors. Some of them even have the escalators starting to be elevators, escalators starting to be installed to prepare for completely finishing the station. So you can see the progress. Like, that's, I think, one of the fun part about the RAM is a lot of it is accessible. If you drive through Montreal, you're able to see the progress along the line. You're able, like you don't feel the need to, like get really close to a fence to be able to see something happening in the distance. It's right next to you. It's right in the open. The ones that obviously we don't get that chance is mostly it's the downtown core. So like it's Maupetit. It's obviously those ones. It's a bit a lot more difficult to get a perspective of how it's progressing, but. It does seem like they're making really good strides and progress along the line. On the South Shore, it's even more enjoyable to watch because you have the tracks already installed. I think last time I was there, it was almost up to the Summit de Champlain Bridge. The overhead catenary is still going up on some parts, but you can like the trains are able to go along the line, and if you so like you can catch them going from the maintenance center that's the main yard that's just past Distrante, if I don't mix up too much. Like you can see the trains go all the way pass over the highway and go down the track towards like Distrante station is pretty much done from what I can from the outside at least. Like it just needs some finishing touches. So like you can start to visualize how it's gonna look when it function, and I think that's really the exciting part for a lot of us. It's not just a rendering at this point. Like if you look at the South Shore, it's happening. Like it's getting ready. Like it's not tomorrow morning that it's gonna be ready for us to ride it, but at least we see the progress, and that's really exciting.
Well, definitely in a project that's got great excitement, lots of hype around, lots of
Yes.
positive aspects and advantages that it's going to bring. So very much looking forward to hopefully next year it opening on time, or if not very shortly after, so we can ride those rails, experience these new trains, the new view, riding across the Saint-Mille de Champlain Bridge, across the St. Lawrence River. It's going to be phenomenal. And
Yes.
definitely something to keep an eye on over the coming years as more segments and more expansions get realized and open up for all to enjoy and to make use of. So thanks again, David, for talking about the REM, that is Express Métropolitain, is being built in Montreal. We're definitely going to keep an eye on it. I'm sure we're going to talk about it more in the future. Thanks for joining me today.
Yes. Pleasure as always.